customers. I have to say I wouldn't be interested in a business making a profit of less than £1,000 a month. That isn't a big enough return for all the effort it takes to get a new business off the ground. However, if you can start such a business by doing a bit of moonlighting in your spare time and use your first year to build up credibility and confidence, then it may get you started. The point I'm making is that you've got to like the business you're creating. Getting a business off the ground takes unbelievable amounts of hard work, so you've got to love what you do. On those days when you feel like giving up, you've got to be motivated by your dreams of what the business will become. If the outcome of your fag packet analysis isn't lighting a fire somewhere inside you, then you've got two things to consider. A. Ditching the idea, or B. Making it better. Making a business better requires a careful evaluation of all your assumptions. How many customers can you get? How much can you charge? What costs can you keep to an absolute minimum? What additional products or services can you supply? How quickly can you expand? And saving money. I don't pay for flash offices, free lunches for staff, or expensive stationery. Every pound spent is being deducted from our profits. Having a fancy business card doesn't make you a better entrepreneur, and a bigger office just leads to bigger utility bills. Keeping a tight rein on your expenditure also means you're constantly monitoring your costs, which means you will be quickly alerted to overruns, anomalies, and inefficiencies. Sensitivity analysis. Once you're happy with your fag packet calculation, you ought to do what accountants call a sensitivity analysis. This means finding out how sensitive your fledgling business is to error. For instance, what happens if your costs are 30% higher than you expected? Can you still make money? And will you still be in profit if your sales are 10% lower than you predicted? Adjust each of your assumptions in increments of 10% and see how close you are to losing money. If you fail to break even, or earn enough to live on, when your figures dip by 10 or 20%, then I'd advise you to think of another business idea. Personally, I like to know my sales can drop 40% and my costs can go up by a similar amount before I go into the red. In a separate analysis, you should also see what happens to your cash flow if interest rates go up by a couple of percent. If you have a large loan, even a small rate rise makes a difference to your outgoings. There's absolutely no doubt that starting a business is a risk, but it is a calculated risk, and your sensitivity analysis is what lets you calculate the size of that risk. Top 10 reasons why some new businesses fail. 1. The founders don't do enough research. In my view, this probably accounts for most business failures. 2. The founders aren't honest with themselves. They either overestimate their abilities, or more often, the size of their customer base and the amount customers will be prepared to pay. 3. The founders move too quickly. They get so caught up in their idea that they don't build a solid financial basis for their enterprise. 4. The founders move too slowly. Ideas are 10 a penny, and if you don't move on an opportunity when you spot one, there's a very good chance someone else will have the same idea and take your potential customer base away from you. 5. The founders get their supply and demand levels out of kilter. Either they have too much stock or not enough. Too many staff, or not enough. 6. The founders don't understand cash flow. Calculating profit and loss and cash flow aren't the same thing. If you run out of cash, you run out of time. 7. The founders spend too much money. This is usually on things that don't help the business, such as flash cars and offices. If you spend it before you've made it, you'll end up bankrupt. 8. The founders give up. When things get tough, some people just can't face fighting any harder, and they walk away. Every new business hits crisis points, and that's when you have to work harder. 9. The founders didn't do their sensitivity analysis. When you're starting a business, you can't be sure that your predictions are accurate, so it's wise to build a wide margin of error into your initial calculations. 10. The founders didn't work hard enough. Either they employed people to do work they were capable of doing themselves, or they shirked from picking up the phone and making a sale, or they skived when they should have been getting stuck in. You'll have noticed that the reasons why businesses fail are all to do with the founders, not market conditions, recessions, suppliers going bust, or any other excuse you can think of. If your supplier goes bust, you need to take responsibility for using the wrong supplier. SWOT analysis. This is one of the oldest pieces of management jargon, and it remains a crucial tool for assessing any business opportunity. SWOT stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And by looking at each of these categories, you build up a picture of how your business fits into the surrounding context. It's all very well imagining a perfect business selling the best sandwiches in the world, but what if someone opens for business down the road selling sandwiches that are only marginally less tasty than yours? The biggest plus of a SWOT analysis is that it forces you to get some perspective on your idea. Strengths. What do you do better than anyone else? Is your product, service, location, or price better than the competition? Are you the first person to offer this to the market? Is there a genuine need for your offering? Think critically about the reasons why you believe there's a business in your idea and list everything that gives you an advantage. Weaknesses. This section is about identifying your vulnerabilities. Are you exposed to someone pinching your idea or your customers? If so, how do you defend yourself? Do you need to consider patents or trademarks? Are your prices too high? Is your service untried? How are you able to cope with changes to your market? For instance, if you want to open a hotel, what happens if the weather is terrible? Are you, and the fact you're inexperienced, the weakness? How easy will it be to recruit staff and to hold on to them? Similarly, how easy will it be to reach your customers and get them to keep coming back? Opportunities. This is where you look around you and to the future to see where your best chances of finding new customers are, or how you might be able to charge them more, or get a better deal from your suppliers. Is there an event coming up that you can make use of? Is there a demographic shift, like an aging population?